AM 1300 KGLO. It's time now for our Corporate Farmer program, and we welcome Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. And Chad, how are you today?
Wonderful. How about yourself, Tim?
Good. I'm ready for I'm ready for a nice Easter. It's a wonderful time of year to kind of get people together again. I know you were just telling me too. It's an Easter weekend where you can get all your family back together, and that's mm-hmm. kind of nice too.
Yeah, always. I guess a holiday that I look forward to, just because, you know, one, selfishly, it kind of signifies the end of the tax season and kind of the beginning of spring. You get that Masters golf usually around that time, and the weather's changing. But, you know, realistically, I think, you know, we got to look at it as, you know, what a celebration it is, and bringing families back together and spending some good quality time together. And that's, I think, you know, a big reason why, again, it's a enjoyable holiday in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, I think mine too. It's just nice. Nice time. Perfect time. You know, spring's around the corner. We got a lot of stuff going ahead of us. And I was going to tell you too, I was driving yesterday and saw somebody out there turning dirt in the field. So they're ready to go.
I think there's a lot of them that are kind of anxious to get out in the field and get started. Unfortunately, you know, the weather hasn't really cooperated too well, and looks like we've got some cooler, at least, nights ahead, so we're probably not going to see any significant changes in the ground temperature. And, you know, with some rain in the forecast and storms and everything, it'll probably still be a while before anything, you know, too serious gets done. But it's still early. I mean, I hear people remind themselves of that here lately, that, you know, even though we're anxious to get out there, we've still got plenty of time, and there'll be opportunities. And when that time comes, it's amazing, you know, just how quickly anymore with the equipment and things that it can get done. So it'll be right around the corner, and I know that there's a lot of people that are kind of counting down the days and getting ready and excited to get to work.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking yesterday when I saw him out there. I thought, you know, there's somebody that got some new equipment, and they just wanted to test it out a little bit. So they were anxious. They had a nice day. Let's go out for a second. And that's not all bad either. But it is it's that great time for farmers and people that you deal with too, as you're wrapping up some of those tax things and getting into you know, spring and summer work.
Yeah, and I mean, you joke, you know, kind of testing out the new toys. We're all kind of anxious when we, you know, get something new. But there's a lot of truth with the technology and things that, you know, the GPS and everything, that, you know, you've got to get out there and test some of those things and make sure it's working right. Because if you have, you know, any issues with the technology anymore, I mean, it almost pretty much grinds everything to a halt. If it's a planter, you know, won't allow that seed to come out or anything if all the calibrations and everything aren't just perfect. So that probably is, you know, what they're out there doing, is just kind of testing things. You know, winter's the time to kind of get all the pieces working and repairs done. But, you know, this early spring is kind of that opportunity to get that equipment out there and make sure that it's all kind of operating at 100%, so that when it's go time, you're not held up by some of those technical issues.
Speaking of go time, how's this been for a Corporate Farmer for this tax season? Has this been a pretty good year for you guys at Corporate Farmer?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think, like all of us, as we come out of this pandemic, we're kind of faced with the new kind of reality of what things are going to be, but also you know, just kind of getting back to normal deadlines again. You know, it kind of seemed like everything was relaxed and extended periods of time to, you know, get things done. And so now we're kind of back to those hard deadlines and reminding people that they can't be complacent with it. So it's been, you know, refreshing in a lot of ways, because obviously us accountants, we kind of are those, you know, sticklers when it comes to black and white and doing things a specific way. And so, you know, you take out those deadlines or extend them and make changes mid-course. It kind of plays with our psyche a little bit. And so getting back to, you know, some normal is refreshing for sure from my perspective. And, you know, I think that, you know, it's been nice having some organization and getting, like I said, back to kind of things that are more comfortable. And overall, I got to say that it's been, you know, an enjoyable tax season for sure.
Yeah, I would guess you accountants prefer black and white as opposed to gray, right? I mean...
Yeah, amazingly, the taxpayers usually like to discuss those gray areas, you know, or at least it's brought up quite frequently. So, but, yeah, I mean, it is nice. I mean, there's, you know, the black and white, there's the down to the last penny, you know, type of mentality. And that's, you know, why we talk so much about being organized and you know, keeping things current and stuff, and why that's important. Obviously, you know, those are ideals that are important to me just based on my personality and background and experience and stuff. But, you know, I try and relay to my clients how, you know, I perceive those that are successful and do things the right way, and how that kind of parlays into a successful business. And so, you know, I get asked that question on occasion, is what do you see out of your farmers and those that do well and are the most successful? And I think it's always, you know, back to those kind of fundamentals, really, of life, is that it's about being organized and doing things the right way and being prepared and organized and all those things here that we're talking about. And, you know, we talk about the backbone of an operation being the accounting, but, you know, it's that record keeping, it's, you know, that paperwork, it's all those things that, you know, kind of that attention to detail. I remember kind of advice that I got, you know, if it's on the ground, pick it up. I'm sure you've probably heard that before in your life too. And, you know, I guess it's really just an approach to life about how to be successful in whatever you do. And so I've always kind of taken those things to heart.
Yeah, I think I scooped up a penny or two through the years. It's always a good thing to do. That's for sure. You know, it's got to be kind of that exhale time, though, for your staff, too, because they've all been working hard.
Yeah, you kind of see the piles of things as it kind of mounts and comes in the door, and that can be kind of troublesome to you throughout the middle of the tax season. But, you know, towards the end, you see those kind of backlogs kind of work themselves down. Maybe appointments get not quite as frequent as what they were in the heat of the battle, and you see that kind of light at the end of the tunnel that we all are looking for when the whole process kind of starts. But, you know, it's back to why you kind of put in those late nights and don't give up or, you know, let down during the tax season, is because, you know, we know that there's going to be those late scramblers and people that kind of know that the deadline's approaching and, you know, decide that now's the time to kind of put in all that work and get that information up to you. And you also have those, you know, kind of last-second changes where, you know, maybe somebody hasn't really looked over the return or got back their e-file authorization, wonder, you know, or have questions about payments and different things that they need to do before Monday. And so it's definitely still kind of frantic and plenty of phone calls and questions, again, just to kind of tidy things up before it's too late. So I'd love to say that, you know, that it's going to be an opportunity just to finally take a weekend off and not be in the office working, but I know that's not going to be the case. And you just want to make sure that you finish strong, right? I mean, no different than when we watch our sports teams. We have that expectation that maybe they'll make some mistakes throughout the game, but when it gets down to crunch time, there isn't, you know, an opportunity anymore to cover up any of those mistakes. And so, you know, that's kind of the same approach that we've got to take, is definitely, you know, just making sure that we've got everything kind of taken care of and nothing's forgotten or not done before April 18th here in this case this year.
Yeah, I would guess, too, this is that time where, as you guys wind it down, you're probably going through that same process, too, where you're dealing maybe with some clients who got kind of maybe off track a little bit in working with the system and what you need to get them back on the rails a little bit going forward for next year.
Yeah, I should have you come into the office. Yeah, I mean, you've got it nailed to a T for sure. There's been a few of those, I call them come-to-Jesus type conversations where it's like, you know, you wouldn't find yourself in this position if you wouldn't have waited until March to kind of decide that you were going to start thinking about 2021. You know, it's always, you know, nice if you kind of think about it as you're in that year instead of that year's already been completed for a couple months. And, you know, it definitely brings me back to those that are successful do things the right way, and those that, you know, kind of have some issues or stumble along the way are those that try and take some shortcuts in life. And, you know, there just aren't shortcuts. I mean, I don't care, you know, what walk of life that you're in. You know, I mean, we look at Tiger Woods this last weekend, and he talks about, you know, the path he had to take in order to get himself back from that car accident. And believe me, there's probably days where he kind of didn't feel like rolling out of bed and putting in the work. But, you know, if he wouldn't have done it, he wouldn't have been there, and that was his ultimate goal. And I think, you know, that's probably not a position I want to find myself in, but it still relates back to, you know, what I do and how I want to be perceived as somebody that isn't going to say, today isn't the day, I can do it tomorrow. I mean, it's always got to be taken care of each step along the way. And, you know, tomorrow unfortunately never comes. And so that's why we got to deal with, you know, all of the work and all the issues today. And, you know, just I think, again, kind of a common thread of successful people and successful businesses.
Well, in your process, there is a process with what you do at Corporate Farmer and working with your clients. And that can be something that others right now that are not working with you, they can be thinking about, you know, I really need to get a plan put together. It'd be a good time to be thinking about, all right, let's knock on the door and visit with Corporate Farmer.
And it definitely is, and definitely, you know, is rewarding when those people, you know, reach out to you. And fortunately, have had plenty of those opportunities here, even though we're busy in tax season. You get those individuals that either catch us on the radio or, you know, maybe have been thinking about a change and decide to give you a call and ask about kind of the services that you provide and, you know, are looking for that bookkeeping, that kind of advice and that program that they think is going to be beneficial to their operation. And, you know, again, when I was younger, I used to think, man, this seems kind of overblown and like a lot of work. But, you know, 20-some years into doing this, I kind of revert back to the beginning and how simple it can be if you just do things the right way and stay organized. And you know, like I said, the fruits that you reap from that work are, you know, the fact that you know where you're at, you can make better business decisions. And, you know, as we've come through a time of a lot of uncertainty, having some certainty through, you know, your bookkeeping and knowing either your tax position or, you know, financial situation, where you're at with the bank, and all those things are important and allows you to make kind of more relaxed and clear decisions to help benefit your business in the future.
Chad, anything else you wanted to touch on today while we've got the time?
Well, we've kind of hinted at it, but again, I'm going to just kind of lay this out there that obviously, you know, Monday, April 18th is the deadline for federal income taxes to be filed. You've got till May 2nd on the Iowa return, but you and I won't be talking again before then. So I guess for any of those procrastinators out there that are listening today, you know, you better get your tail in gear and get everything pulled together if you're going to, you know, try and get your taxes filed on time. And if not, you know, you need to go ahead and get that extension filed. Again, I say this all the time, but, you know, the extension gives you more time to file your return, but it doesn't give you more time to pay. So you better make sure that you've got enough to cover what your expected tax liability is. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get that reality check of penalties and interest added on top of that, and nobody wants those. I know that from experience that nobody enjoys paying the taxes, but they really hate paying the extra when it comes to the penalties and interest. So, you know, we're getting down to that countdown. And then, you know, you and I can wait for warmer days and go practice on our golf game and maybe do some fishing or be at some ball games. So some of those things that we work to be able to enjoy in life, and that's what I'm looking forward to right now.
You know, some of that really sounds good. I can almost see Chad Hansen chipping that golf ball up onto the green and sitting in that lawn chair watching that that maybe that son of yours out of the ball game. Yeah, I know. It's coming.
Yeah, it'll be there for sure. And the good thing is right now, since I'm so busy in the office, I've got an excuse why I'm not going to probably make it to a golf meet tonight, even if they do end up happening without the rain and crap that they've got forecasted. I can kind of pick and choose when it's a nice day and when it's a day that you'd rather just be in the office working. But after this week, no more of that. I'm going to have to bear whether it's good or bad out there. So I'm hoping that this is the last week of this junk, and then we're going to see sunny skies and warm temperatures and no wind.
Oh, yeah. Let's heat it up. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the wind, oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everything works out great for you this week while you're working in the office. I'm sure you've got a canister full of chocolate Easter eggs to munch on, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you don't want to miss any of that candy. That's definitely true.
Chad, if somebody wants to touch base with you at Corporate Farmer, how do they reach you?
Yeah, just give us a call, 800-472-6931, and you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, your family, and everybody at Corporate Farmer, too, Chad.
Thank you, Tim.
Have a great one.
You too.
Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.